I think another round of applause for Penn Sultan and company is due. I'm not sure I caught your name, so. Scott. I had a feeling what they were calling you was not your real name, but.
Yeah, I've had people call me worse things.
That's. Sorry? I don't know. My name is Sam, and I love this place. Glad to be here again.
Hi, Sam!
Hi!
Hi!
Everybody's so nice in Hudson. This is such a good... Well, maybe not everybody. I haven't met any lemons in Hudson yet. Yet.
Thank you.
I was a sinner, tell you what I would do. I'd quit my sinning and I'd work on a building too. I'm working on a building, working on a building, working on a building for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my. If I was a gambler, tell you what I would do. I'd quit my gambling and I'd work on a building too. I'm working on a building, working on a building, working on a building. For my Lord, it's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my. Long, long.
around. Not like my dreams so closely bound. Yet here we are in the mountain's eye. Just a couple of kids.
Set list very small, so just give me a moment. All right. This is another old folk song. Might go into a gospel tune after it. Might not. You'll probably know if I do. Gospel songs are usually pretty obvious.
Doesn't care for me.
sound assistance for a moment. Maybe just a touch less reverb.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It also sounded really nice.
I'm enjoying the reverb. It's like I'm swimming. But, like, I want it to be a little shallower, I guess. Yeah. Don't want to lose it. Thanks. Yeah. Yes. Okay, here's that gospel tune.
You got to know too.
You have any other voices?
No.
No. All right.
Thank you.
have to retune. Well, not playing. Do one more tune. All right. Okay, I'm thinking of two songs. One is an old gospel song that is pretty well known called Wayfaring Stranger, and the other is a cautionary tale about train travel called The Wreck of Old 97. So that one's like up tempo and, you know, kind of a drag in the end. And then Wayfaring Stranger is like, I don't know, more thoughtful or something. I don't know, what should I play?
97.
Yeah. All right.
I can tell you what.
I don't know which one. I don't know.
You sold it much better.
Did I? Or is it just that, like, cautionary tales and train travel and a song title like The Wreck of Old 97 just sell themselves.
Yeah.
Well, this one. Are you talking about the band?
Year.
Or the year?
Year of that band.
Well. I really can't talk while I tune. I have no idea where the fuck I am. That seems right. Sam Moss. I'm sort of at the beginning on the second day of a two-week tour, so I'm heading south after this, and tomorrow, not very far south, tomorrow Connecticut, but then Sunday DC, and then Charlottesville, and then Asheville in the back.
When do you go to Asheville? I can check this.
It's a, huh? What about, what?
Where are you playing in Charlottesville? Oh,
where am I I'm playing at a place called the Garage. I'm playing at, or would you prefer it with the reverb? I'm playing at a place called the Garage. Yeah, it's actually a garage.
Where are you playing in Asheville?
Where?
Yeah.
Static Age Records. Huh? You'll try to come, are you gonna be there?
Yeah.
All right. I think it's next Thursday evening. Far out. Well, I didn't actually expect that any of you would be able to come see me in North Carolina next week, but that's delightful. I was going to say, if you'd like to sign up for my mailing list, that would be wonderful. I'll surely be back in Hudson sometime pretty soon. And I have, you know, CDs and such as well. I'm obligated to tell you that. I obligate myself to tell you that. All right. The wreck of old 97. The wreck of the old 97s. Listen to them.
They're terrible.
Oh, okay. Well, funny enough, this 97 is also doomed. It's totally doomed.
Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97. You must put her in a Spencer on time.
I guess this is where they got the band name from. Alright, onwards.
So he turned and he said to his tired, greasy fireman, won't you shovel along a little more coal? When we cross that white oak mountain, you can watch old 97 roll. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville with a line on a 3-mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his average, you should see what a jump he made. He was going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour when the whistle broke into a scream. Well, they found him in the wreck with his hand on the throttle. He was scalded to death by the steam.
There's gotta be a song about like the cranberry bogs. Yes! Yes! I know, yeah, that's
zombie.
Yeah, what's in your head?
No.
You sure you don't want me to play the cranberries?
No.
I can't. They were my brother's favorite band for a little while. All right. Any thematic, as long as we're all talking, any like thematic yearnings that you're having?
No.
I'm gonna, you know, Liz
Collins? Love the banjo.
Your banjo, so murder.
Yeah. Murder.
Yeah, murdering with the banjo.
Murder with the banjo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We ought to be able to. I mean, these things are kind of brutal.
Yeah,
very. All right. I don't think I can do justice to any proper murder ballads off the top of my head, but someone does get shot in this song, but it's actually kind of just like a footnote. But it's important. It's not a footnote. It's a by the way, but it's like. The song wouldn't exist without it. Anybody know what song it is? No. The song is John Hardy. Henry. Shit.
Well.
He dies in that song, but that's not murder. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, he was murdered by the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, but worthy band just sounds about death by natural causes.
By natural causes. Like,
John Hardy
about like living a long life and then like going into a retirement home and just like sort of
slowly
peacefully. What natural disasters? Oh god, there's so many good songs about death. Alright.
John Hardy.
I'm playing John Hardy, everyone. Alright. How does it go? John Hardy was a desperate little man. Carried two guns every day. Shot a man on the West Virginia line. You ought to see John Hardy getting away. See John Hardy getting away. Well, John Hardy went to the riverside. Thought that he was free. The man came, took him by the arm, said, Johnny, come and walk along with me. Johnny, come and walk along with me. John Hardy stood in that old jail cell. Tears running down his eyes. Said, I've been the death of many poor boys, but my six-shooter never told a lie. Six-shooter never told a lie. All dressed in blue. She got down to that old jail cell. She said, Johnny, I've been true to you. Johnny, I've been true to you. Well, the next gal to visit John in his cell, she was all dressed in red. She got down to that old jail cell. She said, oh, Johnny, I would rather see you dead. Johnny, I would rather see you dead.
Thank you.